soul desires versus ego desires. This is Saratima. Let's speak a little bit more about the desires of the soul and learning and recognizing what ego desire is. So we hear that from the ancient yogic teachings that desire is troublesome and it creates and causes all kinds of suffering. Now, we need to look at this a little bit more deeply to understand what is really meant with that. We have to remember the times were different, and now we live in a time where the light is manifesting into the material, and we're beginning to be equally present in the material world with our divine nature as we can be in the spiritual. And that was not possible before. There was a long certain period where we couldn't just exit the matrix and we could not really transform it and spiritualize it fully. So understanding that all desire is troublesome made sense. Now, why is it troublesome or was troublesome? It's because desire is a function of duality. It's this electromagnetic back and forth swing, like the swing on the playground. It goes back and forth. It is a momentum that we experience in time and space that makes us move forward, but also exist in the physical form. We have desire to eat, to sleep, and to do certain things with the body, to move it. We have desires to procreate, and the inherent desire of nature is to continue to exist. When desire falls away, then nature dissolves back into its still point. It becomes latent. It is not moving and playing. So now when a human being is identified with the physical form and the desire of nature and is completely attached and absorbed into that, then suffering arises because it's painful to be attached. It's just as painful as being glued to the wall or having your hand glued to the cup. You're not free. So we first basically detach and we really look carefully at what desire we need to basically cultivate and what desire needs to be put to rest. Now, the desire of a human being that has the mind is quite different than the desire from the form of nature, be it an animal or the plant, is quite different because a human has a developed mind. It has a thinking capacity. So the desire moves from the physical natural form then into the mental and begins to create the sense of I-ness, the sense of I, the egoic I. And that makes us different from the pure desire-driven animals and plants that are existing to continue to evolve in accordance with the natural law, or the, we could say, the will of God or the will of great spirit universe. And so we as humans, we need to purify the mind and remove the distortions so that we can actually find out what is truly the desire of our soul and not just the desire of the mind, the ego. So we begin to do all our processes and all the clearing ways that we are familiar with and that work. And we begin to uncover what is this inner momentum, the true divine will that moves through us, that wants to manifest. So we don't really remove desire completely. We actually clear away and purify the egoic desire, which is troubled by the programming and the layering and the opacity of the mind. Now, what does that look like practically? Practically, it looks like that we kind of check around within us, you know, what we are pulled towards and what that feels like. And let's start with just food, for example. We need to know when we are just eating out of pleasure or out of programming, fear, protection, etc. Or is the eating happening from the core, which I concur with more of a soul desire. And because we are really in touch with that divine will, that divinity within ourselves that knows exactly what is right for us. Do we really love a person, for example? Do we want to remain in that relationship? because we have programmings, we have commitments that came from our egoic self that are basically based and rooted in time and space, or is the desire to be with somebody or not be with somebody coming from something very deep within? What is the truth in things? Because we are still moving through time and space. We are still active. There's a body there and there's stuff we do. So we need to find out, where is this momentum coming from? Is this desire rooted? Is it clean? Is it rooted in the core? Does it come from the core? Is it coming from our soul? And same thing with anything that we do, be it also a job or any action, reading a book, which book should we read or not? Do we do it because we are bored or we are sort of going into some kind of dream world that doesn't feel quite right and it feeds into some programming? Or are we reading because it's coming from a very aligned place? So it really affects anything we do. So we want to uncover the desires that are true, that come from our soul, that are pure and clear. And then we live really this innocent life that is not tainted by the programmings. And so desire is not a bad thing. And what was meant by the great yogis is always to not follow the desires of the ego and to just basically let go. And by letting go and not falling into those desires, or recognizing and realizing what's really underneath, which wasn't really spoken of so much. We are having a capacity within our minds now to bring words to things and to analyze and to describe things that are very, very subtle and very complex. We have a lot of language for that. And the general public usually isn't really, or wasn't at the time when many teachings were written down, wasn't really ready to comprehend such sophistication. And it is very possible that at the time some of the teachings arose in the past that spoke about desire were not really suited for a person that was working on the land, and maybe the mind wasn't quite ready to comprehend certain sophisticated levels of understanding. That's what I can imagine, because my own grandparents wouldn't have comprehended certain descriptions that we are capable now of looking at, because our witness is awake and alert and active and reinstated. And when the witness is reinstated, we can actually step back and look at the functions of the mind and see the subtleties of a desire that arises from the ego or arises from the core. We can know the difference now, and we are in a place in evolution where that is expected, and we have the capacity to become conscious. We are really, really, truly becoming conscious and are invited to look at the differences and learning how we function and mastering that part. So which desire is moving through you today? Is it coming from your soul? Is it coming from your mind? Is it coming from your programming? Because coming from mind means coming from programming. So enjoy the becoming conscious of that. It's really, really fundamental. And enjoying then what's truly moving through you, the true desires. And they are just very beautiful. And they guide you onto the path to yourself, to your highest good, and to your highest expression. Thank you.